Some find it hard to believe. What you see here looks set to be a main source of heat this winter all over Hungary. One pallet of firewood costs at least $250. That's more than some old people get in their monthly pensions. People like Peter and Emeshe Mavani, they can't find any timber yards that aren't sold out.
If we cannot buy wood because there will be no wood in the market, then maybe we would have to move away from here. And I don't know where and I don't know how. So it's a desperate situation, really.
The cost of living with double-digit inflation is already biting, and utility bill subsidies have been reduced, despite soaring energy prices. Many businesses are beginning to struggle, like this restaurant.
On gas and electricity, we pay 3 to 4 times more than before. I don't know how long we can keep this up. We can't raise our prices anymore.
Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who in March won a fourth term in office, is a friend of President Vladimir Putin. And Orban's buying more gas from Russia instead of less. For many years, Viktor Orban has been proud of his Russian gas, bought on special terms from Vladimir Putin, his long-term ally. But now he has to pay in rubles like everyone else, and there's a problem developing because of the cost of this gas. Viktor Orban's political future could be at stake. It isn't just about gas. Among the issues Orban faces is the EU withholding billions of dollars of funding because of his authoritarian policies.
He wanted to get the best of both worlds, both the Western money from the European Union and both funds, energy and support from the East, China, Russia, Turkey and so on. And he wanted to be in the middle of these two powers. But now that these powers are colliding basically on the world stage, this strategy is getting less and less tenable.
Orban needs to be wary of public reaction. These are environmentalists protesting against plans to relax logging restrictions if the country runs out of firewood. But if people can't afford to keep warm this winter, there could be a risk of general anti-government protests. Peter Mavani is already struggling. He suffers from cancer, and one thing is certain, the old and vulnerable will be the first to suffer this winter. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Budapest.